All right, we're going to go out now on our newsmaker line, and we bring in a true gamer. This guy never misses a beat. And that, of course, is Chris Matthews from News 8 here in Las Vegas, longtime sportscaster here in town, also hosts the pregame Raider show on Channel 8 as well with an amazing team that they've assembled there. And, Chris, this game, you know, the first game in Las Vegas Raider history goes down as a win. You were supposed to be there in Charlotte, but because of COVID, because of COVID-19, we're all stuck back in Vegas, which isn't a bad thing. But nonetheless, a good win, and I think it's something that with a young team, that's all you really want to do when you go out on the road.
Oh, yes, indeed. Hey, by the way, thank you very much for inviting me on, you and Q. I appreciate that. In fact, what Q said, better to be lucky than good, that's the story of my life, I think. Lucky.
You and me both.
We're all the luckiest people here in Las Vegas. We get to cover the Raiders now, the Golden Knights. I mean, how great is all this that we're doing here in Las Vegas? Those who have been around for a while know how tremendous this is, a great opportunity. The Raiders on the road, they get their first win. And like Hugh was saying, anytime you can get a win in the NFL, it's a big, big deal. It's never easy to win in the NFL. These are all the best players in the world. So, I mean, it when you go out and get a win, and like you were saying, across the country traveling and amid all this COVID and the restrictions and staying in your rooms and in the ballrooms and in the hotel, to come out and get a win, that was a big, big deal.
Well, Chris, and you look at this team, and you've been out of practice, and we've been out there together a few times. Not that we get to see a ton of it, but you got the sense that this team was going to be fine, but that it was going to be a work in progress. So I wasn't that at all surprised that they struggled in certain areas of the game, were you?
No, not with rookies. And even though, you know, they come from the big-time programs and they're used to playing in front of 80,000, playing, you know, Clemson and Alabama and these players that are on these programs that are almost, you know, like a AAA NFL team in a sense, the way they're treated and the way they run around the country and who they play in front of and just the excitement, the enthusiasm. But the NFL is a different league. Now you're going up against the very best. You were going up against really, really talented players in the SEC or the ACC, but now you're going up against the very best. And so, yeah, you know, there were some struggles as expected. It's interesting that Henry Ruggs was talking about how he's just going to treat this like another game, goes out there, and I thought he played well for a rookie. And then, you know, Jonathan Abram, one game. I mean, this is essentially his first year in a sense, so he played well. I think there were a lot of positives for this Raider team, despite the youth. They might have one of the youngest teams, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, no doubt about that. And without any preseason games, I mean, that was their first action on the grass. How long do you think it should take before they are gelling and kind of say, okay, this is what you should expect each week from the Las Vegas Raiders?
You know, I was thinking about that just the other day, and I was thinking, you know what, probably by week three, they're saying, okay, now we get it. Now we understand the speed. It's interesting you mentioned that Raiders pregame live show that we do every Sunday morning now. At 8 a.m., I was talking to Brandon Marshall just before we were going on the air. I said, hey, Brandon, from your rookie season, you played in all these college games and against all this different talent. But what was the biggest thing you noticed when you got out on the field as a rookie? He says, everybody's fast. Everybody is fast. So, I mean, and I think by week three, you kind of settle in. You understand the speed. You understand you're playing with more instinct, and you have to think about it as much, about the different plays. And we all know how complicated John Gruden's offense is. I mean, that's got to be just a task in itself. And we saw, like, Hunter Renfro and these guys that have been around a little bit, Josh Jacobs, Hunter Renfro, Darren Waller, they're kind of integrated in that system, learn a little bit more about John Gruden's system and what you got to do. I think you become more comfortable. I think it was interesting that Nelson was talking to – who was it that was in that press conference? He was saying, what's the difference between, you know, a John Gruden scheme and an offense and learning an offense from another? I think I'm almost positive it was Nelson who was saying, you know what, we had like one play. Here you have like five plays off of one play. It's just interesting how complicated that system must be. So I'm going to say week three, Q.
Nice, okay. Nice. We're talking to Chris Matthews, News 8. You can catch him most nights of the week, including Sundays now, pregame show, Raiders pregame show on Channel 8 beginning at 8 a.m. And, Brandon, as you mentioned, Brandon Marshall's on there with you along with your talented staff there at Channel 8. And, Chris, you know, the Trent Brown situation, we're going to talk about it a little more later in our show. But the Trent, you know, it's sort of when we were all out there during training camp, it was kind of like, is Trent Brown here today? Is Trent Brown? And he never was. He never really came out till the very end. And they did walkthroughs before the first week of the season. But when you see somebody like that, it's got the potential to distract. It's got the potential to perhaps go the wrong way. But certainly we're getting indication the Raiders organization's concerned about it, although we've had good news today that his injury's not severe. Covering football as you have, whether it be college or pro, when you have that situation, it can become a distraction pretty quickly, can't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, if they let it, it certainly can. From what I understand, he's a pretty likable guy, and people appreciate what he does. But I think if it was an ongoing, and if it happened time after time, which it's kind of starting to be, I think it could become a big distraction. But at this point, I don't think it is. I mean, you look at it, he's missed so many games and so much time, amazingly, for just being here a few years, that you think it might become a distraction. I don't think it is yet. You guys?
No. Yeah. I think
it's getting there.
It's getting there. I think you're at that tipping point, Chris, where
frustration is kicking in.
Correct. And you could see it with John Gruden, and Vinny talked about it yesterday when he asked, and you were on the same press conference, Chris, when he asked the question, he says, "Yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm good at being concerned." And he kind of just left it at that. And a lot of times it's what you don't say is what you're really saying. I tended to get that. Now, when we look at the game coming up on Monday, Chris, this is a big deal for our city, right? Las Vegas, this was the moment we've been waiting for 3 years. Now, of course, fans can't join in it. Even most of the media, we have to pool video cameras, we have to pool still cameras, we have to do all that. Despite that, you have been here for a while. You've covered everything there's to cover in Las Vegas sports over the last couple decades. Talk about what this means for the city and what a big day it will be nonetheless.
Yeah, you're right. Nonetheless, it will be a big day, a Monday night NFL football game. There'll be people, you know, out and about at the restaurants and the different places. Unfortunately, the bars are closed still, which is sad. And like you mentioned, no fans inside, which is really, really a shame for Raider Nation. But it's a big, big deal. I was thinking, how big is this game? It's the NFL, first of all, so that's the king of all sports. But when you think of Las Vegas and maybe a big super heavyweight fight, I was around for the Tyson Holyfield fights, the big De La Hoya fights that come in, or the people, you know, the Conor McGregor brought a lot of fans, and Ricky Hatton back in the day, and some of these big, big fights. And then you got this. I think the NFL will always be king. The big fights are the big fights, and they draw a crowd that is just so unique, and the electricity in the air is unmatched. But an NFL game, now you're one of 32 that's lucky enough to have a franchise. It's going to be a big, big deal. And I say that, and unfortunately there's no fans, so you're not going to really feel that. This town would have been absolutely lit if there would have been fans. It had been a normal season. There have been parties all over the strip. There have been people walking up and down the strip with all the carnival atmosphere and character costumes and all that. It's just a shame that all that's not going to happen, but it'll be here next year. But it is a big, big deal. Monday night game, you're the only show in town, and it's Las Vegas in that beautiful facility, and you'll see the torch lit, and they'll do what they can to kind of make it a big deal despite no fans.
Well, think about how big it's going to be in the future with big games and big events. You know, the draft was supposed to be there. The Super Bowl will be there at some point. The draft is coming back around. There's going to be so many things. The Pro Bowl. All these different events are going to go because they have Allegiant Stadium now. How big is that?
Yeah, not only, you know, you talk about the NFL, but part of this deal was to bring other events into Allegiant Stadium. You'll have soccer festivals. You have major concerts. You'll have big truck pulls and Monster Energy, kind of what are those big monster truck deals. You'll have so many cool events that will happen here now that the city could have never hosted in the past. So it changes. Mm-hmm. I say it's the most important building ever built in Las Vegas because it changes everything. I mean, you had Wynn back in the day with the Mirage, and you've had these big resorts. But I think for what this building brings to Las Vegas and its future and the eyeballs and just the prestige that it can bring, that takes it beyond the NFL football field, is just gigantic. And it's beautiful, by the way. We've all been inside it. That thing is gorgeous.
It is. Yeah, it is. Chris Matthews from News 8 is our guest here. We're talking all things Raiders football, including the Monday night game. Chris has seen it all here in the city of Las Vegas. And Chris, you know, we talk about that muted excitement, right, because of the fans not being able to go to the game. But you're so involved with the community. You're around and recognizable. I've really noticed, not just because we spend our time here on Raider Nation Radio, but I've really noticed the pickup locally in the community of excitement around around the Raiders, including folks who might not yet be full Raider fans, but have made the kind of commitment and statement to say, well, listen, I'm a Las Vegan or I'm a Hendersonite, whatever, a North Las Vegan, and I'm ready to support the Raiders. Have you seen that excitement building?
You know, not only here in Las Vegas, which I have, as you mentioned, Scott, you just kind of sense it, you feel it, you see more Raiders stuff, you're starting to see jerseys, you're seeing license plates, you're seeing flags on cars here in Las Vegas. So that's cool. But not only here, but also outside the set. I go up, some of my family lives up in Utah, and they're already talking about Raiders. Hey, Dad, when can we come down and see the Raiders? I mean, they're excited. In fact, we were up in the canyons in Park City, and a little group of fans had Raiders stuff. I said, hey, are you guys Raider fans? You going down to Vegas to the games? Well, yes, we are. They got their season tickets. I mean, wow. I think when you think about Raider Nation, it's so unbelievable. And this network which you guys have put together is fabulous, because Raider Nation extends so much more beyond Las Vegas that it is an actual nation. I mean, these people up in Utah can't wait to drive. I got a couple of buddies. We were golfing about 3 weeks ago, and they said, hey, Chris, when can we come down and see a game? Well, not this year, but next year. Count us in. We'll be there. They are really excited. They can make the drive, see a weekend game, and head back and be back to work on Monday.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And you're right. They've targeted Utah as well. I mean, I know I was up in St. George, and you walk into a Target, and they got their Raider gear there. So it's good to see that the Raiders are stretching into the Beehive State as well. But Chris,
you know, I was thinking also, how great is it, too? It could have been the Chargers, or it could have been Jacksonville. It could have been a number of different franchises. But to have the Raiders show up and be the team that's in Las Vegas, it's just so much different.
It is, and it was the perfect marriage, and we're certainly happy. And, Chris, we're always happy to watch and listen to you, one of the best pros and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and I'm sure we'll have you on again real soon. Chris Matthews, News 8, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the invite.
All right, there you go. We're going to step aside when we come back. The Silver and Black Today rolls on. Q and Scott are with you until 4 o'clock. You're listening to the Silver and Black Today on Nation.